This podcast is brought to you by Pastime Agency, where innovation meets efficiency. At Pastime Agency, we empower businesses to unlock their full potential through intelligent automation, turning complex workflows into seamless AI-driven success stories. To start building your success story together, reach out via email to contact@pastime.agency.
Before we dive into the podcast, please note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Past performance does not guarantee future results. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions. Investing in financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions.
Welcome to the Forex section of the Money Mosaic. Let's dive into the latest market movements. Over the past 24 hours, we've seen significant volatility driven by geopolitical tensions and economic indicators. The U.S. stock market experienced a sharp decline due to trade tensions, with tariffs imposed on Mexico and Canada and additional tariffs on China. Meanwhile, the EURUSD has been gaining traction due to bearish sentiment towards the U.S. dollar too.
That's right. The recent tariffs have reignited trade tensions, impacting investor sentiment globally. Additionally, China's announcement of maintaining a 5% economic growth target despite deflation and property market issues has added to market uncertainty. Central banks have been quiet recently, but we're watching for any signs of policy shifts that could influence currency movements.
Technically, we're seeing some interesting patterns. The EURUSD broke through a key resistance zone, setting its sights on 1.9902. The RSI is around 60, indicating a potential overbought condition, but the trend remains bullish for now. The USD/JPY is hovering around 135, with a bearish divergence on the MACD, suggesting potential weakness ahead.
From a fundamental perspective, these technical movements are influenced by economic data and geopolitical factors. The US GDP forecast suggests a possible contraction in the first quarter, which could further weaken the $5. Meanwhile, the yen's strength is partly due to safe haven demand amid global uncertainty.
The EURUSD is currently trading around 1.0750, driven by bearish US dollar sentiment and a strong euro. It's closely correlated with European equities and bonds, which have seen increased demand due to ECB comments. Institutional positioning shows a slight bias towards long positions.
Fundamentally, the ECB's stance on inflation and economic growth supports the euro. However, volatility remains high due to ongoing trade tensions and economic uncertainty.
The GBP/USD is trading around 1.2200 with a mixed technical picture. The RSI is neutral and we're seeing a sideways trend. It's closely tied to UK economic data and Brexit developments.
The UK's economic indicators have been mixed, with concerns about inflation and growth. This pair is highly sensitive to political news and central bank decisions.
The USD/JPY is at 135, with a bearish MACD divergence indicating potential weakness. It's influenced by safe haven demand and US economic data.
Fundamentally, the yen benefits from risk aversion, but US interest rates and economic performance also play a role.
The USD is trading around 0.930 with a neutral technical outlook. It's closely correlated with Swiss economic data and safe haven flows.
The Swiss franc often acts as a safe haven, so it's sensitive to global economic conditions.
The AUD USD is around 0.6670, influenced by commodity prices and Australian economic indicators. It's seeing a mixed technical picture with a neutral RSI.
Fundamentally, the Aussie dollar is impacted by China's economic performance and commodity demand.
The US CAD is trading at 1.370, with a bearish trend due to oil price movements and Canadian economic data.
The loonie is highly correlated with oil prices, so any significant changes there could impact this pair.
The NZD USD is around 0.620, with a neutral technical outlook. It's influenced by New Zealand's economic indicators and global risk appetite.
Fundamentally, the Kiwi is sensitive to dairy prices and global economic conditions.
For the EURUSD, we recommend a long position at 1.070 with a stop loss at 1.650 and a take profit at 1.850. The risk-reward ratio is 1:2 with a medium confidence level. This trade is valid as long as the pair stays above 1.0650.
For the GBP/USD, consider a short position at 1.2250 with a stop loss at 1.23 and a take profit at 1.21. The risk-reward ratio is 1:1.5 with a low confidence level due to high volatility.
For the USD/JPY, we suggest a short position at 1.3550 with a stop loss at 1.360 and a take profit at 1.3350. The risk-reward ratio is 1:2 with a medium confidence level.
For the USD/CHF, a long position at 0.9250 with a stop loss at 0.92 and a take profit at 0.9352 is recommended. The risk-reward ratio is 1:1 with a low confidence level due to neutral technicals.
For the UD/USD, consider a long position at 0.6650 with a stop loss at 0.660 and a take profit at 0.6750. The risk-reward ratio is 1:1 with a low confidence level due to mixed technicals.
For the USD CAD, a short position at 1.3750 with a stop loss at 1.38 and a take profit at 1.3650 is suggested. The risk-reward ratio is 1:1 with a medium confidence level.
For the NZD USD, we recommend a long position at 0.6150 with a stop loss at 0.610 and a take profit at 0.6250. The risk-reward ratio is 1:1 with a low confidence level.
Upcoming risks include the release of key economic indicators like GDP and inflation data. Geopolitical tensions, especially around trade policies, could significantly impact currency movements. Keep an eye on central bank commentary and any shifts in monetary policy.
Technically, watch for key support and resistance levels. A break below these levels could trigger significant price movements. Also, consider market liquidity conditions, especially during major economic announcements. That wraps up our Forex segment. Stay tuned for the portfolio update, where we'll dive into investment strategies and market insights. Thanks for listening.
Indeed, and don't forget to follow us for more updates on global markets and investment insights. Until next time, stay informed and trade wisely.
All right, let's dive into our focus ETF portfolio, starting with the iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF, IE005045. Current market data. The latest closing price is around 851 4 GBX with an intraday movement of 0.70% or about 6.2 GBX. Over the past week, it's up by about 1.5%, and for the month, it's seen a gain of around 4.7%. Year to date, it's up by approximately 6.2%.
Fund metrics. This ETF has a daily volume of about 3.7 million shares, valued at roughly £31 million. Compared to its average 30-day volume, today's trading is slightly above average. The current AUM is approximately £11.99 billion. Estimated daily fund flows are positive, indicating investor interest. It's trading at a slight premium to its NAV, with an expense ratio of 0.07%.
Top holdings, top five, AstraZeneca PLC at 8.28%, HSBC Holdings PLC at 7.57%, Shell PLC at 7.54%, Unilever PLC at 5%, and RELX PLC at 3.38%. Today, AstraZeneca is up by about 0.5%, while Shell is down by about 0.2%.
Technical analysis. The FTSE 100 has been showing resilience, with strong support around 7,500. Resistance levels are at about 7,800. Given the current momentum, I'd rate this as a hold for now, with a potential buy signal if it breaks above 7,800. Position size should be moderate, around 20% of the portfolio. For the next 3 months, I project a return of about 5%.
Relevant index performance. The FTSE 100 has been closely correlated with broader European indices, reflecting economic recovery and strong corporate earnings. The UK's economic data has been mixed, but the energy sector has seen significant gains, which could impact this ETF indirectly.
Moving on to the iShares S&P 500 Swap UCITS ETF, IE00TX1Y45. Current market data, the latest closing price is around $73.50, with an intraday movement of +0.5% or about 37. Over the past week, it's up by about 2.1%, and for the month, it's seen a gain of around 5.5%. Year to date, it's up by approximately 7.5%.
Fund metrics. This ETF has a daily volume of about 100,000 shares, valued at roughly $7.3 million. Compared to its average 30-day volume, today's trading is slightly below average. The current AUM is approximately $1.2 billion. Estimated daily fund flows are neutral. It's trading at a slight discount to its NAV, with an expense ratio of 0.25%.
Top holdings, top five. Apple Inc. at around 7%, Microsoft Corp. at about 6%, Amazon.com Inc. 5%, Alphabet Inc. at 4%, and Tesla Inc. at 3%. Today, Apple is up by about 0.8%, while Amazon is down by about 0.3%.
Technical analysis, the S&P 500 has been trending upward, with strong support around 4,200. Resistance levels are at about 4,400. Given the current momentum, I'd rate this as a buy for now, with a potential sell signal if it drops below 4,200. Position size should be around 30% of the portfolio. For the next 3 months, I project a return of about 7%.
Relevant index performance. The S&P 500 has been leading global markets, driven by strong tech sector performance and positive economic indicators. The U.S. dollar's strength could impact this ETF's performance for international investors.
Next up is the iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF, IE00BM42637. Current market data, the latest closing price is around $24.50, with an intraday movement of +1.2% or about 0.29 cents. Over the past week, it's up by about 3.5%, and for the month, it's seen a gain of around 10.2%. Year to date, it's up by approximately 15.1%.
Fund metrics. This ETF has a daily volume of about 50,000 shares, valued at roughly 1.2 million euro. Compared to its average 30-day volume, today's trading is slightly above average. The current AUM is approximately 200 million euro. Estimated daily fund flows are positive. It's trading at a slight premium to its NAV with an expense ratio of 0.4%.
Top holdings, top five, Royal Dutch Shell PLC at around 20%, Total Energies SE at about 15%, NLSBA at 12%, Equinor ASA at 10%, SE at 8%. Today, Shell is up by about 0.5%, while Total Energies is down by about 0.2%.
Technical analysis. The energy sector has been surging, with strong support around 22 euro. Resistance levels are at about 26 euros. Given the current momentum, I'd rate this as a buy for now, with a potential sell signal if it drops below 22 euro. Position size should be around 15% of the portfolio. For the next 3 months, I project a return of about 10%.
Relevant index performance. The energy sector has been benefiting from geopolitical tensions and supply chain issues. European energy stocks have seen significant gains, making this ETF a strong performer.
Now let's look at the HSBC Japan Sustainable Equity UC ETF, IE0BKY533. Current market data. The latest closing price is around $23.50. with an intraday movement of +0.8% or about 19. Over the past week, it's up by about 2.5%, and for the month, it's seen a gain of around 6.1%. Year to date, it's up by approximately 8.5%.
Fund metrics. This ETF has a daily volume of about 20,000 shares, valued at roughly 47 million. Compared to its average 30-day volume, today's trading is slightly above average. The current AUM is approximately 50 billion. Estimated daily fund flows are neutral. It's trading at a slight discount to its NAV, with an expense ratio of 0.30%.
Top holdings, top five, Toyota Motor Corp. at around 10%, Honda Motor Co. Ltd. at about 8%, Sony Group Corp. at 6%, Keyence Corp. at percent, and Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group Inc. at 4%. Today, Toyota is up by about 1.2%, while Sony is down by about 0.5%.
Technical analysis. The Japanese market has been showing signs of recovery, with strong support around 2200. Resistance levels are at about 2500s. Given the current momentum, I'd rate this as a hold for now, with a potential buy signal if it breaks above 2500. Position size should be around 10% of the portfolio. For the next 3 months, I project a return of about 5%.
Relevant index performance. The Nikkei 225 has been closely correlated with global markets, reflecting economic recovery and monetary policy shifts. The yen's weakness could impact this ETF's performance for international investors.
Lastly, we have the Vanguard FTSE All World High Dividend Yield UCITS ETF, IE00BK5BR626. Current market data, the latest closing price is around 34.50s, with an intraday movement of plus 0.3%, or about 10 cents. Over the past week, it's up by about 1.8%, and for the month, it's seen a gain of around 4.2%. Year to date, it's up by approximately 6.8%.
Fund metrics. This ETF has a daily volume of about 50,000 shares, valued at roughly $1.7 million. Compared to its average 30-day volume, today's trading is slightly below average. The current AUM is approximately $2.5 billion. Estimated daily fund flows are neutral. It's trading at a slight premium to its NAV with an expense ratio of 0.29%.
Top holdings, top five, Johnson & Johnson at around 4%, Procter & Gamble Co. at about 3%, Coca-Cola Co. at 2.5%, 3M Co. at 2%, and ExxonMobil Corp. at 1.8%. Today, Johnson & Johnson is up by about 0.2%, while Procter & Gamble is down by about 0.1%.
Technical analysis, this ETF has been stable with strong support around $32. Resistance levels are at about $36. Given the current momentum, I'd rate this as a hold for now, with a potential buy signal if it breaks above $36. Position size should be around 25% of the portfolio. For the next 3 months, I project a return of about 6%.
Relevant index performance. The high dividend yield strategy has been attractive in a low yield environment, benefiting from stable income streams. Global economic recovery and interest rate stability have supported this ETF's performance.
Overall, our portfolio is well diversified across major markets and sectors, offering a balanced mix of growth and income opportunities. With a focus on large cap stocks and energy, we're positioned to benefit from current market trends.
And with our risk tolerance set at 5%, we're aiming for a short to medium term strategy that captures these trends while managing volatility. It's an exciting time for investors, and we'll continue to monitor these ETFs closely.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Money Mosaic. Join us next time for more insights into the world of finance.
And don't forget to follow us for the latest updates and analysis. Until next time, stay informed and stay ahead.